Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Welcome to the Mountain Home Bomber Football Experience, only on Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7.
Brad and Tobias bring the gridiron action straight to your living room. It's raw, it's real, and it's unlike anything you've ever heard or seen before.
Touchdown, Bombers! Boom! Boom! Barrett Miller, folks, just laid that old boy out. Bomber Nation's on their feet. All the hype, all the trash talk is done. It has all culminated to this moment right here.
And Dunlap fires through the line like a missile and sacks the quarterback for 5 yard loss.
Bomber Nation, get ready. It's time for Friday Night Football. Now we send it back live to the field with the boys.
Welcome back to the Southern Construction pregame show. Southern Construction, your number one most trusted local roofer. Call them today, 870-405-2359. Give Jared and team a call. They'll do quick professional work, highly skilled, highly competitive replacements. Check them out. They also have a showroom on Highway 201 North. Check in there. Tell them the guys from the Bomber Sports Broadcast sent you. Check us out on Bomber Sports Network. We're live on Classic Hits 101.7. Guys, we're ticking down less than just about 8 minutes here from kickoff, and it's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be awesome.
Right here.
Let's go over some starting lineups, Barkley. Okay. Let's go over some starting lineups. We'll start first. Let you start first with Salem Springs.
We're playing Lake Hamilton tonight, and I'm going to start off with their offense. At tackle, number 56, Hayden Rhodes. At left guard, number 54, Aiden Montgomery. At center, one of the two juniors on the line, number 55, Cannon Crooks. At right guard, number 71, David Dalton. And at right tackle, number 63, Bryson Hill. At tight end, you've got number 11, Heath Hall. At wide receiver, you got number 24, Parker Van Dee. And at quarterback, you got senior number 4, Landon West. And your running backs, it's a three-headed approach, and you got two seniors and one junior. Number 44, senior Hayden Barton. Number 1, senior Dylan Murphy. And the junior is number 14, Carson Jackson.
Combating that for your Mountain Home on the offensive or defensive side of the ball, Tobias.
Defensive starters tonight, we got quarterback Talon Palmer, free safety Barrett Miller. Dawson Dunlap's back there along with Jacob Chimilith. Very familiar names back there. Linebackers tonight, Dawson Dunlap, Caden Del Soto, and Blake Vacco. Blake celebrated birthday yesterday.
Yep. That's right.
On the defensive line, the Big Nasties getting it done up front. Aiden Setzer, Noah Grinninger, Big Grin, Eli Jones. Loving me some Eli Jones this season. Also got Braden Setzer over there on defensive end, guys. This defensive line is stacked, and they're going to be hungry for Wolf Pups tonight.
Love it. Love it. So Lake Hamilton on their defensive front, you've got defensive end number 33, Zade Cox. And at the other defensive end, you got number 87, Asher Lyons. Those are both juniors. At the tackles, you've got a senior and a junior, 51 senior Carson Page, and number 74, junior Eli Williams. At the linebackers, there's three linebackers. You've got number 6, Chris Chancellor, number 10, Hagen Tyler, and number 35, Dawson Trott. In the backfield, number 3, Dylan Smith, number 5, Caleb Rouse, number 20, David Freeland, and number 21, Heighton Mann.
So on the offensive side of the ball for the Bombers, usual suspects up front. These are guys that we were able to see and have dinner with, the Big Nasties up front, the Rogue Raiders. We did miss Caleb Perdue. He was not there. But number 73, left tackle, Caleb Perdue. Left guard, Nate Henderson, number 57. And center, number 74, Nathan Yarbrough, the pup on there, the junior. All the others are seniors. right guard Lucas Boxstaller, and right tackle number 75, Essen Ford. Under center tonight, or back in shotgun most of the time as Mountain Home is Barrett Miller at quarterback, flanking him as the tailback is Jacob Chenoweth. His receiving core that he will see, you'll see a mixture of these guys, Bryce Kincaid, number 4, Tate Cudworth, number 15, Talon Palmer, the senior, number 18, and Gus Wilbur, number 17.
Officials for tonight, we got Harley Pate, we got Cade Husser, we got Evan Wood, we got Bryson Keller, and Lane Watson tonight. And our officiating crew, guys, we hope we don't have any issues with them. I didn't bring my whiteboard to write. I will not say negative things about the referees tonight. So I'm not sure what we'll do. Maybe we'll have to write on paper, or we'll just have to be really nice to the refs tonight.
So we are just about 4 minutes away from kickoff here. Mountain Home is going to be in their white road uniforms, blue pants that are out there. They have some white pants coming in. They came in a little small for them, so we're working on getting those done. But blue pants, white uniforms.
White pants, Hamilton, or tight pants?
White pants.
White pants.
Put on my tight pants.
Tight pants on.
But blue pants, Lake Hamilton is going to be in their all maroon. All maroon with gold numerals outlined with white. Looking for your captains for Mountain Home. You got Eli Jones, number 13, and Caleb Perdue, number 73.
Just send two dogs out. Just send right. Two dogs. That's all it takes.
This is a Southern Construction Roofing Company pregame show, 870-405-2359. Give them a call for any roofing needs. Also, don't forget to hit us up on the Hopper Termite and Pest Control text line. Don't worry, guys. You're not bugging us if you send us a text, 870-321-6839. They have locations in Fayetteville and in Mountain Home. So make sure you hit us up on the text line. Give us your favorite Halloween candy or your best costume.
Halloween best candy. Costumes. Favorite Halloween or the Halloween candy you don't want.
You don't
and
like.
Why? Yeah. Why? Why do you like it or why do you hate it?
Yeah.
And Halloween costume. You can send a picture. You can tell us what the idea is, what you're going as.
We got Spider-Man in attendance tonight. The s'mores have come off, guys.
Yeah. Yabba dabba doo, I saw Fred Flintstone down there.
You just see Fred Flintstone? Must be Halloween night here. They're dressed up. I see a Ninja Turtle, all kinds of stuff going on.
You know what I like? Those salted peanuts when you get them with the candy corn, you mix that together and it tastes like a payday.
The fall mix. Yeah. There's one now with Bugles.
Oh, really?
It's like Bugles and salted. Like,
that's you're messing up a good thing.
It's called the Harvest Mix, I believe. It's an apple candy corn.
Okay.
The taste of fall.
It is.
PSLs, pumpkin spice lattes.
Whoppers all the way is what we just got a text line in. They're already hitting us up. Whoppers all the way, especially if they're about a year old. They're really melting your mouth. They're awesome. Still waiting on Lake Hamilton's captains here.
Yeah, we did have a little fun in the pregame. We had a little dress up. But guys, now we've taken business off time. The s'mores. We are all business. We are all business in the press box now. We just had to have a little fun. And We've got a big night ahead. Bombers got a task at hand.
Well, their head coach, Tobias, I was looking at some stats. He's got a 63% winning percentage. His name's Tommy Gilleran. He returns 9 starters on offense and 7 starters on defense from last year. And we mentioned earlier, Brad, last year, heartbreaking loss here. Also, again, 6 points. So that we've got a lot to make up for last year. But
they talk about punctuality, I guess. He's just now sending his team and his captains out.
Well, they had to hug it up before they walked out. I mean, they all arm in arm and doing that thing. So if y'all just speed it up a little bit, we can get this game kicked off right here on time. About a minute 27 is what the clock says. I bet they add more on. And the Bomber says, hey, if you're going to wait, we're going to delay with you. And Bomber, look, I don't know. I like the white on blues, guys. I mean, it's tight. Looks sharp.
So the captains for Lake Hamilton, there are 4 of them tonight. Looks like we have number 28, Jonathan Knuckles. Number 25, or I guess it's 26. We don't have a 25 on there. It was a 26, Brian Garcia. Number 59, Harley Fuster. And number 24, Parker Vandy.
Bubba, you can't take both rosters here. Here, take those up.
Just take what I can.
We got to give Brad a hard time right here.
There's number 30 out there. I apologize. Number 30. Number 30 also as well.
And we do have our Bomber Bingo card in the house tonight, so we'll be looking to add to that. And Lake Hamilton's coming on right now.
They've got an inflatable domed wolf. It's very Halloween-y.
It is. big screen on our right. Captains are in the middle with the head referees as they are out there. Said, guys, you got to look at the size advantage. They sent another couple. Look at our two guys standing out there, Eli Jones and Caleb Perdue, looking over these guys. And guys, they're all business. I'm excited about this game. We are close to taking this game underway and taking live as the coin is up in the air. Looks like Blake Hamilton won the toss. Blake Hamilton looks to be like they're going to defer to the second half. So John Luke and Katie Hero hit us up on the text line. Classes of 13 and 12 watching. Can't stand the candy corn. Tastes like. I think this might be the most debated thing tonight. Mountain Home is going to take the kickoff. Lake Hamilton chose to defer to the second half. Mount Home chose the kickoff, so we will start here with the ball. Guys, you've been listening to the Southern Construction Roofing Company pregame show. This game is about underway as both teams are about to take the field. It says trick or treat, smell our cleats, wolf pride, you can't beat is what the sign says.
It has a candy corn on it, too.
I'm telling you, man, they're popular.
I like ours better. It says that Friday is for the Bombers.
Friday is for the Bombers. As our cheerleaders are here, both teams run out. Like Hamilton side here is there pumping up the crowd. Mountain Home coming out saying, "Let's go to work, boys."
Yeah, it's time to work. And you can tell by the focus in that coin toss, guys. Those guys mean all business.
So Mountain Home will be receiving the opening kickoff. They will be going right to left on your screen or on your radio dial if you're listening. Lake Hamilton will be going left to right.
Tonight, you can also hit us up if you're watching on YouTube. You can hit us up in the comments. Shelby Thrasher said her favorite candy is Milky Way and Reese's Pieces. I like that, too.
I tell you, Shelby works for me. Awesome girl, phenomenal young lady. Does a great job. Her mom, Janet, works for me as well. They got a Coleman Pugsley shirt. They're always coming in. They're coming in talking about the game. They've watched every year. Appreciate their support as we get through this season.
Every season to kick off this year, we're honoring the great Brad Hallworth with a Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones, also started by the Kansas City Chiefs. We're all big fans. Brad, I heard you're doing a big speech this week, man. Good to hear you out there.
I think it's a historical society. Brad Hallworth is doing that.
Brad, hit us up on the text line. I know you're watching right now. We miss you, brother. Hope you're doing well. Always good to hear from you. We're ready to get this thing kicked off, guys.
Oh, Bruce Jarling just texted. What do we do? Do we watch the World Series or do we watch the Bomber football?
He said Bomber football. Problem. Two TVs. Guys want to stand up.
Get it.
And the kickoff is underway and is going to be fielded at the 20-yard line by Mountain Home. He's got room around the right side to bring it outside the 30 as Talon Palmer, as Mountain Home's going to get it out to the 32-yard line. That is where we start our first drive.
Guys, this is one thing that makes me proud to be a Bomber. Look at the stands. I mean, they're not even anywhere near packed. If you remember last week, there wasn't a seat to be had at kickoff time at the Bomber game, and so proud to be a Bomber tonight.
So Mountain Home going to take over first and 10. First quarter brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. Farmers and Merchants Bank first quarter is the first snap. Barrett is going to take one. He's looking to throw. He's got a man going right. He's going to miss him. He's going to get pushed around the back, but he's going to keep his feet as he gets past the original line of scrimmage out. They're going to give him 1 yard as he gets out to the 33. Yes, he was trying to take a shot there.
Was trying to take a shot there, and for him to come out of that pocket and still be able to get a yard, that was a great play.
Second down and 9, as he give him the 33. Barrett takes the snap. He's going to hand off to Chenoweth inside. Chenoweth is going to find some rough yards. Going to get up to the 34, and that's where he's going to get brought down. It's going to bring up third down and 8.
Should have kind of filling things out right there, guys. You know, just kind of getting adjusted, getting things rolling up here. This offensive line, man, you could tell whenever we got to meet with them this week, they're just ready to get after this defensive line on Lake Hamilton.
They knew they had a tough task at hand, but they felt good about what's in front of them. Barrett takes the snap. Chenoweth is going to get the ball around the right side. He's going to get pushed out, and he's going to run into a bunch of wolves there as they string him out and going to get a loss of 1 yard line back to the 33-yard line. Mountain Home's going to be forced to punt here on this opening drive.
This is a Wolf defense that flows really well with the ball. I mean, we talked about all the seniors they have on this team, but you can tell they're very well coached. They did a good job. They've definitely done their scouting.
Dawson Dunlap is the punter back for Mountain Home as he's got his gloves in his hand. I better take these off here.
Yeah, shed them.
He's going to get a punt. It's going to be a good driving punt. It's going to be fair caught at the 36, 35-yard line. That's where Lake Hamilton will take over on their first possession.
Guys, what it is about the Bombers, I don't know. It seems like every drive, every year, every snap, every start this season has been like that. We just, the first series.
We're trying to fill them out, don't we?
Yeah, we just, it's more, I don't know, it's more observed, maybe test, but we struggle to pick a first down on first series.
But we always make up for it in the end.
That's right. The boys said that on Wednesday when we were eating, that they had just not gotten what they want on those first drives of the games.
We do a great job of making adjustments, and we'll look for it. But now we see this defense in action.
The handoff is going to go around.
Oh, the dog's got
him. The dog has him. The dog fires through, and he is going to be tackled for a loss as Lake Hamilton tries to run the ball around the right side. It's going to be a loss of, let's say, 1 yard line back to the 34-yard line.
That was awesome. He grabbed him and slung him down.
And you're going to get to see something this week that they haven't got to do with some of these passing teams they've played. They're going to get to hear the pull their ears back and really point forward and get up the field.
Lake Hamilton is going to be in shotgun as West is going to take the snap. He's looking to throw. He's got a man going down the left side. He's going to throw, and he's going to overthrow his receiver. Guys, I said over and under might be six passes. We've already seen two pass attempts here in this first quarter already on the first two drives. I think both teams are saying, let's try to catch them sleeping a little bit, as both teams are probably trying to figure out the run. But it's going to be incomplete. Going to bring up third down and 11 at the 34-yard line.
Already taking shots.
Now, Greninger on that from the nose spot in there, he got some nice pressure in there. I expect to see that. You can tell this defensive line has a size advantage.
Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. You can bank 7-7 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Check them out, Farmers and Merchants Bank.
Third and 11. Is this going to set up a screen pass up the middle? And
get him! Hold on to him!
Had that read, the screen pass was there. All three linebackers were there to meet the running back as he was able to catch that ball. Barton, he turned around. He's like, oh, Lord, there's a bunch of white right here. And he just got smoked for no gain. Going to bring up fourth down and a long 10, short 11.
I believe they saw that in film prep, Tobias.
Yeah, I believe they scouted that one out. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville.
There's going to be a punt ensuing here as Lake Hamilton is set to punt this ball after Mountain Home's defense causes a three and out. The punt is almost blocked by Dawson Dunlap. It's going to take a bounce at the 30 all the way down inside the 10-yard line where it is going to be down. That ball was very close from being blocked by Dawson Dunlap. Instead, it bounces at the 30, takes a Lake Hamilton bounce all the way down to the 10. That's where Mountain Home will start their second possession here with 8:50 left in this Farmers and Merchants first quarter.
And you saw in that defensive series, Brad, once you get behind the sticks, you get a stop, you get the offense, you know, in a third and long or second and long scenario, it makes it hard. It's a hard hole to come out of for an offense.
So Mountain Home going to take over first and 10 deep in their own territory. Handoff is going to be up the middle to Chenoweth. He's going to be tackled at the ankles as he dives forward. They're going to give him 2 yards as he rumbles the ball out to the 12. Second down and 8. 8:38 left here in this first quarter, brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. Good atmosphere here tonight at Lake Hamilton. Nice stadium, nice field. We're looking to reset the play clock for whatever reason here. But Barrett's going to take the snap. It's going to be quarterback. He's in the middle. He's got room, guys. He's got room. He's past the 20, the 30, the 35, the 40, 45. And get drugged down from behind as he gets across midfield into Lake Hamilton territory to the 48-yard line. Great job there by Barrett Miller getting to the second level.
Yeah, it was. He took off, didn't he? He's right up the middle. And man, I thought he was going to get all the way.
Mountain Home quick on the ball. Takes the snap. Hand off to Chenoweth with this. He's got room around the left side. Gets out inside the 45. Gets drugged down at the 44-yard line. Nice chunk play of 5 yards there on first down. Just say 4 yards as he gets to the 44. Brings second down and 6. Barrett takes the snap. Puts the ball in the belly of Chenoweth on the inside. He stays patient right behind the right side of that line over there as he needles his way out to the 40-yard line. Mountain Home driving here. It's going to be third down and short.
Farmers and Merchants Bank has branches in Mountain Home and the main bank next to Hickory Park, and Mountain Home East Branch across from Walmart, and Gasville and Lakeview. Check out Farmers and Merchants Bank.
Barrett's going to take snaps. It's going to be the option. He's going to pitch it to Chenoweth off the right side. He's going to get first down yardage. Great pitch right there, and read by Barrett Miller on the option play as Chenoweth gets down inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. First down yardage, Mountain Home.
Pitched a little bit high there, but Chitty comes down with it, man. Just gets the first down. Great job there.
But the timing of the pitch was beautiful. He sucked that guy in. He made him commit to him first.
First and 10 at the 34. Barrett's going to take the snap. He's looking to pass. He's got a man down the right side. He's going to the corner of the end zone. The pass is going to be thrown. It's over the head of Talon Palmer's, but we ain't got a bunch of laundry on the field. Talon Palmer streaking down the right side as Mountain Home decides to take a shot after the first down run. Looks like it's going to be defensive pass interference here. It is going to be accepted, and it will be a 15-yard penalty. Let's let the ref make all pass interference defense. It is an automatic first down as it is going to be a 15-yard penalty from the spot. Going to push Mountain Home inside the red zone.
You talked about it before the game, Brad, to get a penalty that put you in field goal range in a game like this is going to be a huge benefit for these Bombers.
So the ball's going to be pushed down inside the 19-yard line. Going to be first down and 10 there for Mountain Home.
Justin Dickerson wrote in. He said, World Series football, you're right. You watch them both.
Barrett takes the snap. Hand up on the minute. Chenoweth's got room. He's going to rumble inside the 10 and get tripped up after first down yardage as he gets down inside the 10 to the 7-yard line.
Those holes right there, guys, they're wide open for these running backs to hit.
And off is quick, and it is touchdown, Bombers! Barrett gets on the ball quick with the Mountain Home offense. Chenoweth able to rumble in from 4 yards out. Touchdown, Mountain Home, and they have the first score of this game. 6-0 with 6:33 left here in the Farmers and Merchants first quarter.
I don't think you could ask any more of a drive that goes 95 yards down the field for a touchdown.
The extra point kick is up. It is doinked off the right side, and it is no good. It hits the right upright. Is no good, but the Bombers strike first here with 6:33 left in this first quarter. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's team of over 2,000 employees has one mission: deliver reliable, affordable, responsible power to 1.2 million members across Arkansas. But closings of baseload power plants across America are making this tougher and tougher. We believe in intermittent resources like wind and solar, but the sun doesn't always shine and the wind doesn't always blow. A balance of power game plan that includes every energy resource is a must to keep that Friday night lights bright. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas.
Children grow up so fast, but it takes just a moment to plan for their future and their education. Start saving for your child or grandchild today with the Arkansas Brighter Future 529 Plan. It's a new name, but the same great way to grow education savings, from pre-K to college or trade school. Visit brighterfuturedirect529.com.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 Plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at brighterfuturedirect529.com. Paid for by the Arkansas Brighter Future Fund Committee.
So as Ballard is set to kick off here, it looks like that Mountain Home faked the onside kick, and they're going to put it to the right side. The ball's going to hit at the 35 and bounce, and we are going to cover the kickoff very well as Lake Hamilton is going to do a little trickery there. Mountain Home looked like they were going to onside kick it left, kicked it right. Lake Hamilton caught it, and they're going to start here at the 36-yard line.
Kicked a little looper there.
A little loopy.
Yeah, a little backspin there, a little, like you say, checked up. Guys, accommodations here in Lake Hamilton, first class.
Oh, shit.
Nice little press box outside of the bird feces on the glass. I say we're in first class accommodations.
Landon West in quarterback. He's going to be under center here for Lake Hamilton. Ball on the left! We almost had our hands on it. The ball is on the ground. Eli Jones was in there. Blake Bacco in there. Lake Hamilton, though, was able to come up with it. It looked like Mountain Home had their paws on it for a second. Almost a huge turnover, but a 4-yard loss nonetheless.
Again, though, behind the sticks, second and 15. Let's see what this defense can do with that long field that Lake Hamilton has to get a first down.
The ball is placed at the 32-yard line. for Lake Hamilton. They're going to be second down and 14 officially on the board is what they're calling it. It's in between the two. But great stop there on first down for Mountain Home.
Those half yards, man. I'm telling you, they did it last week on us, too.
Did it last week on us, too.
They just like to make it challenging for Barkley.
Lake Hamilton going to be under center, and they're going to turn around, hand the ball off the right side, and Dalton Dunlap comes around the left side, jumps on the back of the running back, takes a ride. Did you ask him if he charged a fee for that ride, Dunlap, before you jumped on? He said, yeah, get up, brother. Rode him to the ground for no yard. For no gain, it's going to be third down and 14 as the ball is placed back at the original, at the line of scrimmage where it was. Dunlap read that ball so good.
Beautiful read.
West is going to be under center here. Third down and 14 as Mountain Home defense so far has not had any positive yards to get up against them. The pass is going to be across the middle. It is going to be incomplete. Lake Hamilton had one route. He was triple covered down there. Kenwith. Hunter Estes, it looked like, as well as Talon Palmer back on the back end of that. That ball had nowhere to go. Great job by Mountain Home's defense getting off the field here on third down with 5:01 left here in this first quarter, brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank.
And one of those sensor boys was close to having him. I thought he had him in the backfield.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of time back there. Don't have a lot of time at all. Mountain Home needs to be smart here and not run into the kicker. I know you want to be aggressive to try to block it, but run to about 2 yards in front of him.
Bad snap.
Snap is high, but Mountain Home's going safe. They're going to field it. The ball's going to bounce. It's going to be fielded by Barrett at the 30. He's going to make a couple guys miss as he ducks his head, and he's going to bring it out past the 32. It's like 7 Lake Hamilton yard guys there. Mountain Home did a good thing there. Played safe. Was able to take the ball after the momentum they've had on the offensive side of the ball.
They do cover the kick well. They get a lot of guys. They stay in their lanes, and they just kind of collapse on those lanes. So they did cover the great special teams there.
Yeah, and I don't know who it was. I think it was Chenoweth on this side, or maybe Dunlap. One of them had another pancake got into your short stack with their device.
Man, you're making me hungry talking about all those pancakes.
Score of last year's.
Dunlap takes the handoff. Or, I mean, sorry, not Dunlap. Barrett's going to take the handoff and give it to Chenoweth. He's going to kind of be patient as he dives forward. They're going to give him 2 yards. Out to the 34-yard line. Going to bring up second down and 8.
Number 5, get it done. You can call number 5's mamas at Farmers and Merchants Bank. That's Melissa Miller. She can help you get it done, help you find a game plan, help you finance the home of your dreams. Give her a call today at Farmers and Merchants Bank.
Chenoweth gets the handoff again off the right side. They're going to give him 1 yard. He's going to be almost, the ball's almost going to be touching the 35-yard line here on this third down and 7. Did get a text. Steve Foster asked, for those at home, what was the score of last year's game? Barkley has that for us.
That was 38 by your Bombers and 44 by the Lake Hamilton Pups.
And it was a long touchdown pass with time expiring that beat us in that game. Barrett takes the snap. He fakes the handoff. He's rolling out to the right. He's got a man. The ball is going to be thrown high. It is going to be caught. Velcro Palmer over there with great hands as he catches the ball at the 45-yard line, gets both feet down. First down, Bombers as Barrett threw that ball on a rope. Great job there by Palmer. He went up and caught that ball above his head. Guys, great catch.
He can sling it.
Barrett takes the snap. He's going to hand off the chin with inside. He's going to stay patient. Make a couple guys miss. Get inside the 50 into Lake Hamilton territory as he gets tackled by the shoestrings down at the 47. Here we go, Mount Home again on a quick on the ball after the 7-yard gain.
Making a substitution.
Dunlap in at running back this time. It's Chenoweth with something going on with his shoe. He's trying to get help over there. Dunlap's going to get the ball. He's going to go around the left side. And, boys, this is just a tank coming at you. As Dunlap puts his head down, goes out past the 45, out to the 42-yard line. Going to move those sticks there for Mountain Home.
It is an absolute pleasure watching Dawson Dunlap run the ball.
He just runs angry. I love it.
He's run so mad.
It's awesome to watch.
Chenoweth out on the sideline, getting some help. Looks like they're trying to fix a shoe or do something. Dawson's going to take the ball around the right side. He's got an extra burst of speed, put his head down. He's going to get inside the 40, down to the 37, almost 37-yard line. He's second down and 6 for Mountain Home after the 4-yard run.
The other thing I love is he does not avoid contact. He is going to run at somebody to actually – he would rather take on contact. This is fun to watch him run.
It's like tuning with his backup guys. He had an equipment issue. They were trying to fix something on his shoes as all the boys were trying to help him out, but he's back up ready to sub in at the next available deal. Dunlap's going to fake the handoff. Barrett's going to keep it up the middle. He's going to get first down yardage as he rumbles out past the 35, on down to the 31-yard line. First down, Mountain Home. Guys, watch these Lake Hamilton defenders. They're just throwing their hands up in the air. They don't know what to do because they are just getting pushed back.
Well, I mean, look at the size difference. Every one of these Bombers has 4 inches and 40 pounds on them. It is a strong advantage.
It's the wings.
Oh, is it the wings?
I think it's the wings that we found.
Could be.
Barrett takes a snap, fake the handoff. He's going to stay around the right side. He's inside first. He goes. He just diving tackles. He gets inside the 20 at the 15. Looks like he was about to go for it all, but they're going to bring him down at the 14. But it's first down yardage, Mountain Home. First and 10 at the 14-yard line.
Again, tonight's first quarter brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. It's their mission to promote success and improve the well-being of their employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion, just like Bomber football.
Chenoweth going to take the handoff off the right side this time. He's going to get 5 yards, maybe six, as he gets inside the 10-yard line down to the 9.
Farmers and Merchants should have a coffee talk coming up every first Friday of the month. They have a coffee talk over there. It is, guys, one of the best events, I think, in the community.
It's awesome. They do a lot of things that's going on in the community, and it's awesome.
That starts at 8 a.m. on Friday, first Friday of every month over at Farmers and Merchants Bank.
So there's going to be handoff up the middle. It's going to be tough sledding for Chenoweth. Is he going to make a couple guys miss? But he's going to fight for 4 yards, get down close to first down yardage to the 6. And we have third down and 2 for Mountain Home.
And what he gives you, being able to elude those tacklers, is such a benefit for that offensive line, where maybe a block was blown, maybe a guy shot a gap, and he was able to elude 2 or 3 tacklers and still get you 4 yards.
He danced around there. It's a good job finding the gap. Find the hole.
Yep. 49 seconds left here in this first quarter, brought to you by Farmers and Merchants. Mountain Home's going to take the snap. They're going to stick it up in the middle, and look at those big boys pushing. They're going to push the Barrett as he holds on to the ball inside the 5. Is going to be close to first down yardage. Let's see if they're going to give it to him.
It's real close. It's all going to come out.
They're going to say he's short. But Mountain Home's keeping the offense on the field. And why not, guys? You've been able to get 1 to 2 to 3 to 5 to 10 yards every time you run the ball. There's 16 seconds left here in the first quarter. I bet there's 18 on the play clock. I bet you're going to see us. Let's run this thing down. That's what Ackland's doing. He's talking with the coaches over here. They're going to run this down, decide if we want to go for it, take the time. Is this first quarter going to expire? First quarter brought to you by Farmers and Merchant Bank. Your Bombers are leading 6-0, but they're knocking on the door to score again. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is. Right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again, and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.